Wealth File Number 4. Rich people think big. Poor people think small. We once had a trainer teaching at one of our seminars who went from a net worth of $250,000 to over $600 million in only 3 years. When asked his secret, he said, "Everything changed the moment I began to think big." I refer you to the Law of Income, which states, you will be paid in direct proportion to the value you deliver according to the marketplace. The key word is value. It's important to know that four factors determine your value in the marketplace: supply, demand, quality, and quantity. In my experience, the factor that presents the biggest challenge for most people is the quantity. The quantity factor simply means how much of your value do you actually deliver to the marketplace? Another way of stating this is, how many people do you actually serve or affect? In my business, for instance, some trainers prefer teaching small groups of 20 people at a time. Others are comfortable with 100 participants in the room. Others like an audience of 500, and still others love audiences of 1,000 to 5,000 or more. Is there a difference in income amongst these trainers? You better believe there is. Near the beginning of this recording, I mentioned that I owned a chain of retail fitness stores. From the moment I even considered going into this business, my intention was to have 100 successful stores and affect tens of thousands of people. My competitor, on the other hand, who started 6 months after me, had the intention of owning one successful store. In the end, she earned a decent living. I got rich. How do you want to live your life? How do you want to play the game? Do you want to play in the big leagues or in the little leagues? In the majors or in the minors? Are you choosing to play big or play small? It's your choice. Most people choose to play small. Why? First, because of fear. They're scared to death of failure, and they're even more frightened of success. Second, people play small because they feel small. They don't feel they're good enough or important enough to make a real difference in people's lives. But hear this. Your life is not just about you. It's also about contributing to others. It's about living true to your mission and reasons for being here on this earth at this time. It's about adding your piece of the puzzle to the world. Most people are so stuck in their egos that everything revolves around me, me, and more me. But if you want to be rich, in the truest sense of the word, it can't only be about you. It has to include adding value to other people's lives. Do you know the definition of an entrepreneur? The definition we use in our programs is a person who solves problems for people at a profit. That's right. An entrepreneur is nothing more than a problem solver. So I ask you, would you rather solve problems for more people or fewer people? If you replied more, then you need to start thinking bigger and decide to help massive numbers of people, thousands, even millions. The byproduct is that the more people you help, the richer you become, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and definitely financially. Again, everyone has his or her unique purpose. Maybe you're a real estate investor and buy properties to rent them out and make money on cash flow and appreciation. What's your mission? How do you help? Well, there's a good chance you add value to your community by helping families find affordable housing they may not be able to find themselves. Now the question is, how many families and people can you assist? Are you willing to help 10 instead of 1? 20 instead of 10? 100 instead of 20? This is what I mean by playing big. My friends, the world doesn't need more people playing small. It's time to stop hiding out and start stepping out. It's time to stop needing and start leading. It's time to start sharing your gifts instead of hoarding them or pretending they don't exist. It's time you started playing the game of life in a big, big way. In the end, small thinking and small actions lead to being broke and unfulfilled. Big thinking and big actions lead to having both money and meaning. The choice is yours. Now, place your hand on your heart and declare, I think big. I choose to help thousands and thousands of people. And now touch your head and say, I have a millionaire mind. And here are your millionaire mind actions. 1. Write down what you believe to be your natural talents. These are things you've always been naturally good at. Also, write how and where you can use more of these gifts in your life and especially your work life. 2. Write down or brainstorm with a group of people how you can solve problems for 10 times the number of people you affect in your job or business right now. Come up with at least 3 different strategies. Think leverage.